Graham Bell Harry from Southampton is hoping to be part of a competition set to create a brand new game in just 48 hours. Great to meet you, Graham.
Nice to meet you.
How are you today?
I'm very good, yeah.
Excellent. Tell us then a little bit about what's happening at the weekend.
So, I'm part of a course that's by a company called Train to Game. It's all about learning how computer games are produced. So the part of the course that I'm doing is artist and animator, so learning about characters, animation and environments and all kinds of things like that, and design in that kind of sense. There are other courses like design and programming, and there's even like a quality assurance one now, which is amazing. But this weekend is basically students that are on that course and also members of the public can come along and get into groups. So it's a 48 hour event, so from about sort of 2 p.m. on Friday tomorrow, God, it's tomorrow, they will turn up at about 6 p.m. It will be in groups by then, probably about 4 or 5 people, all from different parts of the course and maybe not even on the course, and we'll be given a theme. So, you know, it could be absolutely anything. You know, I'm underwater or space or I don't know, anything. Then we've got 48 hours from that point, 6 o'clock that day till 6 o'clock Sunday, to produce a game. And the winners will actually be physically kind of out there and produced, kind of thing. So it's really exciting, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be really exciting. You clearly look like you're really looking forward to it. Yeah. Absolutely chomping at the bit to get going. I mean, there once was a time when you would think computer game and you would hear the words computer game, maybe coming out of your radio speakers, and think, do you know what, I'm not 14 and so I'm turning off.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with me. And that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Helen Mirren advertising a computer game on the
true,
TV.
Yeah.
Is it really seeping into every aspect of our lives?
Yeah, my mum plays computer games now. It's absolutely insane. I mean, there's a lot more than just the traditional, like when you think of someone that plays computer games, you think of, like you said, a teenager in their room playing racing games or war games.
Curtains
or something
drawn.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. But now,
cheese on toast.
Yeah, yeah.
The stereotype goes on and on.
I mean, there's so much more now. You know, there's so many casual games, you know, like things that are on smartphones and
well, people carry a computer with them everywhere now, don't
much,
they?
Yeah,
it's not
exactly
this great big refrigerator sized thing in the corner of the living room. So do you think then that on the whole this is a real opportunity for young people to possibly find a career path?
Definitely. I mean, as you said, like in the UK, there's a huge industry now, and on a whole, the industry itself makes more money than the film industry now. It's huge. It's absolutely massive. And like you said, the world and their wife plays computer games now. So, you know, and half the time they wouldn't even consider themselves a gamer, but they are doing it. You know, even if it's just downloading, you know, Angry Birds on their iPhone, or it's playing a little Facebook game, people don't realise that they're kind of part of that, and there's, you know, there's so much opportunity for people to be involved in that now, so it's really, really good.
If you're listening to this, or maybe you're thinking that your son or your daughter might be really interested in coming along to find out more about it, what do you need to be? Do you need to be particularly artistic and creative?
You can be. It'll obviously help. But I mean, there's, like, as I said, there's lots of different roles involved in, you know, in making a game. And I mean, so the part of the course that I'm doing, artist and animator, you know, I could be coming up with ideas, but it could be that, you know, maybe one of the designers has already come up with those ideas and I've just got to kind of create them. So you don't necessarily have to be artistic. You could be, you know, into design, or you could be really kind of, you know, into mathematics and that kind of thing, and get into the coding and all that kind of meaty stuff. So there's loads of different things to get involved with. It's much more than just, you know, what you'd expect, really, you know.
Listen, tell us the nuts and bolts of what's happening at the weekend then. Where do you need to be? Do you need any money in your pocket to be part of it? How long are you going to be there?
So all the details are on Train to Game's website, train2game.com. It takes place at the University of Bedfordshire. It's just in their Luton campus. It starts tomorrow, so everyone can get there from around sort of midday. Kind of have to be there by between sort of 4 and 6.
Okay. Listen, don't forget us when you are a big cheese in the world of computer games, will you? Graham Bell Harry then from Southampton, talking to you a little bit about Train to Game.